Hello and welcome back to The Lawn Hustle, season number 3, episode number 32. I appreciate you listening today, and I trust that since we last talked, you have had a good week, a successful week, and that you have been able to accomplish everything that you needed to accomplish. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate Professional Lawn Maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. We have had an extremely busy week. We had a couple of days of rain. That always sets us behind. But when the weather would allow, we were able to get caught up and get our schedule completed and even do some side jobs. So I'm thankful for all the work that we have. In today's episode, I want to talk about a subject that at some point, it happens to all of us. There are days when you wake up and you don't feel like doing what we do. I'm not talking about you don't want to be in the industry. You don't want to run your business. I'm just talking about the days when you lack the motivation to get started, when you lack the drive to get started, when you have no push. And we all go through those days. And let me preference by saying, I love the green industry. I love doing what we do. I love cutting grass. I love installing mulch, trimming hedges. Every aspect of the green industry, whether it's mowing, landscaping, hardscaping, or aquascaping, I love it all. But I have to be honest with you. There are some days when I wake up and I'm not thrilled about installing 12 yards of mulch. And as soon as that's done, mowing 15 to 17 properties. There are times when we just don't feel like doing what we do. No matter how large your business is or how small, no matter how successful you are, or if you're just getting started, there will be days when you don't have the drive, the motivation, or the push to do what needs to be done. So I ask you a question today. What do you do when you don't feel like doing what you do? Let me say what you cannot do. You cannot surrender to that feeling. You cannot give in to it. After your first cup of coffee or your second cup of coffee, you've got to try to dig as deep as you can within yourself and find a motivation, find something that will be a self-starter for you. If you want to be self-employed, you cannot give in to those feelings when they come your way. If you don't go to work every time you don't feel like it, I promise you, you won't meet the goal. You won't meet the payroll because the finances will not be coming in. You won't be able to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish. But instead of giving in, you got to find your motivation, your self-starter, and you got to dig deep within yourself. And I have found personally, if I can just put on my boots, get out the door, load the equipment, and get to the first job. And when the first job is done, before we pull away, I look and I see those stripes. I see the driveway edged. I see the sidewalk edged. The curb appeal is appealing. Now, all of a sudden, because I've done the first job, I feel as though I can do the second job, the fifth job, the tenth, or whatever the number is for that day. So you have to learn, when you don't feel like doing what you do, you simply have to do it anyways. You ever met someone that wants to be self-employed, but they don't like to work? I have. I've even had a few of them work for me. They like a paycheck, but they don't want to earn it. I had one kid working for me a few years ago, wanted to miss about 3 days a week. Finally, he said, I just can't do this. I said, what? Work. I said, you're 21 years old. He said, well, how old are you? And at that time, I was about 47 years old. So I said, I'm 47. He said, man, I wish I could work like you. My response was, so do I. I could get a lot done. And in my 16 years of owning and operating a landscape business, there have been days when doing what we do was the last thing I wanted to do. But my self-starters is my home, my vehicles, my wife, my children, our bills. All of those things are motivation for me to do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing what needs to be done. And there's nothing wrong with feeling those feelings every now and then. But you just can't surrender. You just can't give up. You can't just stay home. There's payroll to meet. There's bills to pay. There's obligations. And if you have employees, your family is not the only family that is depending on you. Not only is your wife and your kids and your home depending on you, but the wife and kids and the home of every employee you have is depending on you. And sometimes that weight is heavy. Sometimes it's hard to carry. No one ever said being in business would be easy. It's not. It's hard. It's difficult. But this is what we have chosen to do. This is the industry that we have chosen to be in. And when I feel good, I'm going to push hard. And when I don't feel good, I'm going to keep pushing until I start feeling better. So what do you do when you don't feel like doing what you do? You just muster up enough strength to get started. Someone said one time, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So I encourage you today, when you don't feel like doing what you do, just do it. Just keep pushing. Just try to find a little motivation that will help you get through that first job. And when you look back on the success of that job, you know you can do it. And I promise you, you'll get through it. You will complete the daily schedule. You will complete the task when you simply just get started. I hope you have found some value in this podcast. And if you would like to support this podcast, go to rss.com, search The Lon Hustle, and hit that donate button. If you listen on Spotify, leave us a show review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a well-worded review. It helps us tremendously. I thank you. I hope you have a blessed week, and I hope you stay in the fight. Don't ever give up. Until we talk again, have a blessed week.